So that the Mishnah in Tanis says the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the two happiest days of the year, lo hayu yamim tovim usmeichem liYisrael ki yom haKippurim uche tu ba'av, the 15th of Av, which of course is today, which is why Yosef and Elisheva chose to get married today all together. And the question is, like, what's the connection? What could be more dissimilar? So the Gemara Masechta Tanis, the very last Gemara, says, well, Yom Kippur is kind of obvious because it's a yom slicha mechila, Yom Shenisnu Bo Luchos Achronos, meaning it's a day of reunification between God and the Jewish people, and so we celebrate that reunification. Tu B'Av, the Gemara is not so sure. There are actually six different answers that the Gemara provides, and I'd just like to try to give a little bit of an insight into that very briefly this morning. So the first set of answers really has to do with reversing the morning of Tisha B'Av. For example, on Tisha B'Av, the generation was decreed to die in the desert. So one of the answers is Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar. Then on the 15th of Av, some people say that it was every single year that people knew that they weren't going to die that year because every year a new crop, so to speak, died on Tisha B'Av, or that on the 15th of Av, finally the last of that generation died out. We know that on Tisha B'Av, one of the five things we mourn is the destruction of Besar, so that on Tu B'Av, we were allowed to bury the individuals who were killed in Besar, tens of thousands of Jews, and it was really miraculous that their bodies didn't decompose. That's how we got, by the way, Hatov V'Ametiv, which is part of our Birkas HaMazon. We know that in Tisha B'Av, the Batei Mikdash were destroyed. One of the third reasons that we celebrate on Tu B'Av is that we were allowed to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel again, something that Yeravam ben Nevat took away. He put guards in the path, not letting people be Ola L'Regel, and Hoshea ben Allah, who was generally not a righteous person, removed the Pardesios, so he allowed the Jewish people to re-experience the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be like one general approach to what it is what we're doing on Tu B'Av, as we're celebrating the reversal of the morning on Tisha B'Av. And on that note, just as on Tisha B'Av, we don't have the study of Torah on Tu B'Av, one of the fourth reasons the Gemara gives is essentially, since the nights get longer, we have more time at night after the workday is done to study Torah. But there's another approach, really, the fifth and sixth approaches, they actually appear first and second in the Gemara, I think open up a new vista, and they have to do with marriage, which is, of course, what the Mishnah discusses at length, how the girls used to go out on Tisha B'Av, and they would encourage the men to think in idealistic terms, Sheker Achein Vehevel Hayofi, Shayiras Hashem Tis Itis Alal. So the other two answers that the Gemara provides is that this was the day that Hutru Shvatim Lavoze Bazeh, that we were allowed to marry people from outside of the tribes, because if you remember in Parshas Maaseh, the last section has to deal with the fact that Bnei Slavchad have to marry within their own tribe, and in that generation, that was the halacha, but that halacha lapsed after that generation, so you could have people from different tribes marrying each other again. And the other approach there is that there was, as a result of a terrible incident in Sefer Shoftim, Pilegesh Begiva, there was an injunction against marrying Shevet Binyamin. So the sixth answer is that Shevet Binyamin was, again, allowed to come back into the Kahal. So according to those approaches, what we're really celebrating is the reunification of the Jewish people with one another, right? Shevet Binyamin is being reintegrated. The Jewish people are allowed to marry into each other's tribes. Even the idea of us being able to be Ola L'Regel together has a lot to do with Jewish unity. Even the idea of increasing Talmud Torah has to do with Jewish unity, because Torah is always a reflection on Morosha Kilas Yaakov. It's our national pastime. We got the Torah Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, which would then suggest the following. Maybe what Yom Kippur really represents, as I spoke about, was Slicha Mechila, kind of a repairing of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. And Tu B'Av has a lot to do with the cohesion of Am Yisrael, with the idea of the Jewish people coming together as one unit, being able to marry one another, being able to marry Shevet Binyamin, coming up to the Beis HaMikdash together, increasing our Torah study together, etc. And so when you take these two days together, they're really days of unity, of bringing things together, whether it's God and the Jewish people, or whether it's the Jewish people itself. And of course, what could be a more appropriate day than to bring two individuals together to celebrate a marriage? A marriage is, of course, as was mentioned last night by Rabbi Breidowitz, which is really about two people coming together. But as the Gemara notes, as was quoted, that if the Ish and Isha are Zocha, if they merited Shechina Shruya Beinehem, that it also becomes a portal for God. So of course, Yosef, and we wish you and Elisheva exactly that kind of union, a union between people and a union between yourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you build your new bias, Neman B'Yisrael, in the very morning after your marriage. Mazel Tov. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha.